This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that teenagers and adults get updated booster shots from Pfizer or Moderna this fall for coronavirus. The booster shots, called bivalent vaccines, are designed to target both the original coronavirus strain and the currently circulating Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5. Those are the variants circulating among the population now. BA5 accounts for at least 87% of new U.S. coronavirus cases, and BA4 and a similar sublineage, BA4.6, make up around 11% of current active COVID cases. The CDC suggests that people wait at least 2 months since their most recent COVID shots to get the latest booster shot. People who are elderly or immunocompromised should get boosted as soon as they meet qualifications. The CDC advises that people who recently had COVID consider delaying their boosters until 3 months after their symptoms started, or if they were asymptomatic, 3 months since their positive COVID test. Booster shot appointment availability is expected to ramp up over several days, with appointments becoming more broadly available in a few weeks. You can search online for the closest sites offering updated booster shots at vaccines.gov. A forest fire started Monday morning northwest of Helena and about 12 miles southwest of Helmville, limiting access. The Murray Fire, named after nearby Murray Creek, was reported around 7 a.m. By 5 o'clock Monday afternoon, it had burned 75 acres. There's no containment reported, and the cause of the blaze has not been determined. Lincoln Volunteer Fire Rescue posted on its Facebook page, "It's burning pretty good. It's in some rough country, and there will be a lot of aircraft on it as it's not accessible by fire rigs. It'll be quite visible." 75 firefighters are now on the fire, with 10 smoke jumpers on the scene and ground units mobilizing. The fire is in a steep area with limited access, so initial firefighting will be with helicopters and large air tankers. There are now 59 active fires burning in Montana. There have been 1,700 fires so far this year. 20 of them started this past week. 79,000 acres have burned overall in Montana this fire season. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks staff go above and beyond as a regular part of the job, but this summer they made a particular personal connection. FWP staff posted on Facebook, "4-year-old Lulu and her family were a day's drive away by the time they realized one of their family members was missing. Miffy, a blue corduroy stuffed bunny and Lulu's best friend, got left behind at Lewis and Clark Cavern State Park while the family was vacationing from Washington. Now they were in the Tetons and Lulu was heartbroken. Lulu's mom left a voicemail with the Caverns that night, hoping for the best. A text message came the next morning from a staff member at the Caverns. Miffy had been found. The family promised Miffy that they would return in a week to pick her up. To put Lulu's mind at ease over Miffy's absence, park staff Ramona, Lori, Catherine, and Brian took Miffy on many adventures in the Cavern State Park. She learned about rattlesnakes, she went bird watching, helped with groundskeeping, and even got to ride on the mower, and also completed the Junior Ranger activity booklet to become a full-fledged Junior Ranger. During this time of separation, Lulu and Miffy exchanged messages via their caretakers with photos of their adventures. After a week apart, Lulu and Miffy were reunited on the family's return journey. Lulu's mom, Reagan, followed up with an email to Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. She said, "The effort and kindness of the park employees was above and beyond. It was incredibly heartwarming and kind and helped our daughter get through our trip. We ultimately looped back to the Caverns and were able to meet these amazing rangers and thank them."
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.